And now for your radio news update, I'm Navy Petty Officer Cram Van Diesel. Safety behind the wheel. December isn't just a month full of gifts and celebrations. It's also National Drunk Driving Prevention Month. Petty Officer Brandy Nuzzi goes over something you should be aware of.
There has been a number of DUIs involving base personnel. The base is looking to put an end to this trend. They have professionals available to anyone looking for help. One of NAS Sigonella's Navy Drug and Alcohol Counselors, Chief Petty Officer Philidor, gives information on resources available to service members.
SARP is Navy-wide, and it's at every medical treatment facility. All of the hospitals have them, and the branch clinics do as well. The program is not meant to end someone's career. If an incident occurs, that's a different story. But for the most part, we're here to just help, provide the resources, and treat.
Chief Philidor also discusses why DAPA screens people.
We also screen sailors who are just drinking too much, too often, in large amounts. So we screen them to get them to the right resources and support. People are going to drink. The Navy understands that. It's not a zero tolerance policy against alcohol, as it is with drugs. However, we want to make sure that we do it in moderation, responsibly, and safely.
If you ever need to speak with a DAPA, you can contact them at 095-56-5164 or stop by the Flight Line Clinic at the Naval Hospital on NAS 2. If you need to utilize the Arrive Alive program, you can contact the Command Duty Officer or the non-emergency dispatch number at 5225. For more information on the Arrive Alive program, visit the NAS Sigonella Facebook page. From Sigonella, Sicily, I'm Navy Petty Officer Brandy Nuzzi.
That's your radio news update from AFN Sigonella. I'm Navy Petty Officer Crane Van Diesel.